Must we punish the bankers? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The bankers were back before Congress this week to apologize for almost causing another Great Depression. I think we have a soundbite from that, don't we?
All I want to do is come clean.
No, wait a second.
I've been wanting to come clean ever since 2005.
No, you won't hear that until the bankers are forced to sit down with Bob Costas.
Whatever we did, whatever the standards of the time were, it didn't work out well. Of course I'd go back and wish we had done whatever it took not to be in the position that we find ourselves.
There's what the banker said. Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs. Didn't work out well, he said. I thought the reason that Goldman pays those big bonuses is because they attract the best and the brightest. How is it possible that people smart enough to be worth $10, $20 million could make such colossal mistakes? But of course, what most annoys people is that 2009 Wall Street bonuses are going to total $145 billion. If they have that kind of money, they could at least start giving us free toasters again. The bankers are also angry about this new bailout tax the president wants to impose. They think it's a bad idea to punish bankers with a tax. And actually, a lot of taxpayers might agree. They prefer a thick coating of tar with a feathery topping. Me, I try to look at the bottom line. And the bottom line here is, I'm not sure I can say this out loud, the bottom line is the bailout was a huge success. It worked. And it worked so well that scarcely a year after the whole banking system was on the verge of complete collapse, the banks are now not only making money, but making too much money. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.